fellow members of the Victor Club, our lecturer, whom nature has so blessed with a wonderful faculty for reproducing the cries and calls of creatures he has met, will help us to meet some of them on a journey through the world of sound. I take great pleasure in introducing Mr. Mr. Chairman and kind friends, allow me to present first the bolo bird of the Bay of Biscay. He is a large and vicious bird of nocturnal habits, flying only at night and uttering a plaintive cry which may be heard for many miles. To the natives who live on the shores of the bay, this note has a superstitious or semi-pseudo-religious significance which causes them to quake in terror. Please do not be frightened. This is only an imitation. You see, there is really no cause for alarm. Let us go in our imaginations now to the banks of the River Nile. We come upon a mother hippopotamus hiding behind a slender reed and peering forth ever and anon to watch her young, who are disporting themselves at no great distance. Perched upon her broad back is a tiny little tick bird, which chirps to warn her of approaching danger. Thus, remember that the same tender maternal feeling animates the bosom of the mother hippopotamus as fills the heart of any mother. But let us not cry about it. Please hold the picture in the mind, and I will attempt to reproduce the call of this tender but ponderous hippopotamus peeping from behind the slender reed to warn her young. And now the elephant. I have met this pachyderm in his native haunt. Starting from Cairo, Egypt, for my constitutional or morning stroll, after from 5 to 10 minutes brisk walking, I found myself in the jungles of Central Africa. Pushing aside the underbrush, and by the way, a big snake, a boa constrictor, which hissed at me for disturbing him, thus, I came upon a great clearing. Just at this psychological moment, there rushed into sight the largest bull elephant that it has ever been my good fortune to observe. Reaching the mathematical center of the clearing, he poised himself upon one foot and threw his trunk back over his head. Then there issued from his cavernous throat a challenge to all other elephants who might hear him. I will reproduce the challenge of that monster animal. Curiously like the bolo bird, is it not? But whereas the bolo bird only once, the elephant twice. If you will remember this, no elephant or bolo bird will ever be able to deceive you. Now, just a moment while Rupert turns the record over, and we'll meet some more.